It's another edition of Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and I have Alan Minskoff, contributor to Audiophile, with me for the whole week. Hey, Alan.
Hi, Joe. Looks like we have a busy week, lots of good audiobooks.
What have you been listening to?
Well, I am a fan, and I listen to Jennifer Egan's The Candy House.
Oh, I love her.
I do, too. And I have to say that her publisher went all out. It is an audiobook with a full cast, almost like I've never heard before. I think there are 18 narrators, and I think they actually did the narration in half a dozen different places. So they really took this very seriously, and it is a remarkable listen.
Well, why don't you give us a quick synopsis of what it's about?
Well, of course, Jennifer Egan is hard to synopsize, but here it is. Yeah. It is about sort of what is going to happen with social media in the future and how is it going to affect us. Some of the characters are from the Goon Squad. There is a remarkable social media platform called Own Your Unconscious, where people can access their memories and others' memories as well. And you can imagine what that means to a work of fiction.
My God. And of course, Goon Squad is a reference to her earlier Pulitzer Prize winning book, which was really about the world of rock and roll and selling out and stuff.
Precisely. And some of those characters are in this novel. But I think, as I said in my review, this goes on to a larger scale. It has a wider time frame and a greater trajectory. And it is a fascinating listen. There are some mysteries in it, and there are some projections into the future. Some of them are chilling. And there's some just good social realistic writing as well. In fact, I think that the sound sample is just, it could be in any novel.
Let me ask you this. How is the narration divided up? I mean, typically with Goon Squad, for example, there's different styles of writing that she uses. I'm assuming she'll do that again in this one.
Even more so in this one. And that's why there are so many different narrators. And the only thing you can say for sure is the males read males, the females read females. And then there are some projections that you couldn't quite identify.
So you have an excerpt for us.
I do. It's fairly early in the novel, and it's about the character Miles, and he's one of the important people, and his life seems emblematic of what can go wrong in modern times.
Okay. This is The Candy House. It's written by Jennifer Egan, and it's read by a full cast. We're going to be hearing Thomas Sadowski.
Everything was fine, I told myself, drawing deep breaths at my cherrywood desk in my towering, glassy office. They were still there, still happy. We were happy. All five of us in our beautiful home by the lake, exactly as Trudy and I had fantasized after making love between law school classes, just waiting for me to come back. In 2013, with the opioid crisis exploding, my doctor, until then a trusting prescriber of whatever I told him I needed, abruptly put the screws on. The prospect of being cut off from my prescriptions awakened in me a naked terror. I could no more function without those pills than I could without oxygen.
Oh, be careful when your dreams come true, eh?
Absolutely.
Whoa.
I should mention that some of our listeners may remember Thomas Sadowski from The Newsroom, where he had a very important, he was awfully good in that, and he had a very important role.
That's right. He's a good actor. He really is good. He's done a couple of audiobooks. Not many, but a couple. So this seems like a really interesting and is rollicking the right word? She goes back and forth. She's often very funny.
Yeah, no, I shouldn't leave that out. There's a lot that's very funny, and there is a lot that will put you on into the future that you never imagined, and there's a lot that is simply just very good writing. I would say she is as good with metaphor as anybody since Updike. She's very good with figurative language.
Yeah, she's a wonderful writer, and this sounds like an amazing audiobook. That is The Candy House by Jennifer Egan. It's read by a full cast. Okay, Alan, you're off to a good start.
That was fun.
If I do say so myself. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
I look forward to it.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Naxos Audiobooks. Leighton Pugh narrates The Republic by Plato. In it, Socrates asks the question, what is justice? In order to answer this, he draws a long and detailed analogy between the individual and the city. Audiophile said about The Republic, it can be complex, but Pugh's fine voice, natural pacing, and thoughtful expressiveness help keep the meaning clear, and the 19th century translation is both graceful and lucid. Pugh's reading demonstrates that philosophy not only can be comprehensible in audio, but also enjoyable. And you can find it at naxosaudiobooks.com. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.